coming up on All Access.
Let's go, baby. I know it's a big game now when the big fella's here.
I'm always here, baby. I'm always here to watch you get out.
All right, go get him.
Tom pops. He throws down the middle for Gronkowski. Somehow makes the catch. Bringing it in with his left hand.
It's happened naturally. It's just a reaction to the ball. Whenever you see the ball in the air, you want to go up and make a play. And I just happened to be running that the opposite way of the ball, so I had to stick my hand out and just happened to have a nice grab.
I love you guys. This is your trophy.
The thing that really is impressive about the Colts is how many explosive big plays they get, and we're going to have to find a way to negate some of those.
Goodbye to the bye. Hello, Indianapolis. A primetime date with the Colts and Andrew Luck is on deck. Hello and welcome to Patriots All Access presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. After a nice midseason break, the Patriots are back to work. Three of the next four games are on the road, beginning on Sunday night in Indianapolis. Dan Roach kicks things off by checking in on the Patriots after their break.
After enjoying the weekend off due to their annual bye, the Patriots returned to Foxborough this week, ready to get back to work.
Yeah, it definitely was good, you know, just to finally get some time to, you know, step back from it a little bit and put things in perspective.
Shane Vereen diving, has the catch, has a touchdown!
One key for the Patriots through their five-game winning streak, they have scored first in every game, while during their 2-2 start to the season, their opponents scored first in each of those games. So, what changed?
Just experience and just playing together, and now we're gelling and playing, you know, decent before this bye, and hopefully, you know, we can get back to it and get better.
Next up for the Pats, a visit to Indy Sunday night, where they'll face the Red Hot Colts, a team that's won six of its past seven games and is averaging 32 points per game, best in the NFL.
We're going to have to score a lot. I think that's, you know, what we... When you play another great offense, you're going to have to put up a point similar to our last game.
We do feel like we need to score a lot of points because that's where we've been having a lot of success. When we score a lot of points and get out, you know, have the lead and play ahead, we're a better team, man. So the more we go out there and score and be on the field, the more that team on the sideline.
Ball is stripped by Tom Ali, and he recovers at the nine.
Patriots come into Sunday with a perfect 5-0 record at home, but they're 2-2 on the road. Brady and company know it will be a tough environment to play in come Sunday night.
It sounds like deja vu around here, but you know, if I could just get my job done and you know that everyone gets theirs, you know, we'll do all right.
We just want to continue to win games, prove ourselves on the road at home. We just want to continue to win games. When we win games, Bill's in a better mood and practice goes a little smoother, so we want to just continue to win games.
And here's your interesting stat of the week. Both teams are coming off a bye. And since 2000, the Patriots are 10-4 after a bye week, while the Colts are 11-3. Should be interesting to watch it all play out. From the CBS scene here in Foxborough for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach. Brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Here we are off the bye, joined now by the head coach. And coach, how was your bye? Pretty good bye when you sit back and you have two teams in your division, like the Dolphins and Bills, that actually go backwards while you guys don't play. So you actually picked up even more ground. Or maybe you didn't even pay attention to the games.
Yeah. Well, no, it's always good to gain ground when you don't play. But, you know, really, in the end, we got a lot of football left to play. And we're going to need to play well against Indianapolis this week. That's really our challenge. We can't do anything about whatever else does or doesn't happen in the league. We just got to get ready to go here for the Colts.
Talked to you last week and you said we're going to do a little bit of self-scouting. How much self-scouting did you do? Was there any little projects you guys had as a staff, and was that the time to work on it last week?
Sure. Yeah, we covered some ground there. We looked at some of the things that we were doing and some of the things that weren't as productive as we would like for them to be, and in some cases, got rid of them. In other cases, made some modifications. So And hopefully we're able to improve some of the areas that we feel like we're a little bit deficient at in the first half of the season.
I remember going into that Denver game. You know, they were coming off the Thursday night game, had a couple extra days to prepare for you guys. It would be nice to have the Colts, say, to play in that Monday night game on a short week. But both your teams are coming into this game off the bye. Schedulers kind of got this one right then, you know, at the midpoint.
Right. Well, look, they're, you know, we know they're a good football team. They have, you know, certainly have plenty of time to prepare for us. We have the same amount of time to prepare for them. So, you know, we'll see how it goes here. But I think that it won't be an issue about, you know, preparation. It'll probably be more about execution and, you know, just being able to, you know, do things well against a good football team. That's what we'll need to do.
All right, Coach, great stuff on the bye. Coach will rejoin us later in the show as we talk about the Colts, but more of All Access next.
Coming up on All Access.
We sit down with tight end Rob Gronkowski.
Got to get a little creative with like a little dance move or a little high step before you spike. You just can't catch it and spike. You got to do a little creativity before.
And later, listen in as Tom Brady is mic'd up.
Chuck Norris, layup, Rocky, Wolfpack.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through new ways of thinking. And by Gillette FlexBall, the official shave of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Patriots All Access is brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I play the game of football just because I'm in love with it. You know, I'm in love with the game. I enjoy coming here and playing football, doing what I do, and trying to perfect my craft. It's been a lifelong dream for me, so it's a dream come true.
And open, Aaron Dobson down the right side, headed to the end zone, touchdown, Patriots!
It was probably later on in my high school years, you know, early in college, where I really was like, okay, this game can really take me places, you know, so I feel like that's when it really triggered in to work hard and really, really do what I had to do to make it where I am today.
Firing to the right side, coming back to make the grab at the 40-yard line, Aaron Dobson's upfield across the 50, he's got a first down run, touchdown for Aaron Dobson!
I just feel like this going through this game, playing this game for so long, it just taught me how to listen, you know, and do what I'm told to do, even with something you might not like, you know, but you still have to do it and listen to your authority.
Aaron Dodgers makes the grab, peeling to the 30, on the run to the 20, he is end zone bound.
I've been wanting to be in the league since I was about 6 or 7 when I had a dream. Not too many people that came from West Virginia to play in the NFL, so, I mean, I just want people from back home, where I'm from, to know that you can make it from anywhere, you know, no matter where you're from, what college you went to, anything, you know, you can always make it. If you have a dream, go get it. So just making it here was a great feeling, and I just want to be the player that I can be and just make the mark, let everyone know that I can do it and I can play and just be successful.
For 16 years, their championship dreams had been iced. But on February 5th, 2002, no one minded the deep chill. The Patriots' first Super Bowl victory would provide enough warmth to heat a city.
It's number one!
The celebration that began in the Big Easy lost no steam in its march to the hub. The thirst for a championship had been quenched, and 1.25 million people, twice the population of Boston, were welcoming home their Adam, who led them into football's Garden of Eden. And there was plenty of love for Tom and Troy, Ty and Teddy.
Yeah, baby! Yeah!
Adoration abounded. For the first time, this bash down Boylston Street was aboard the Duck Boats. It was the start of a tradition for all of the city's championship celebrations. They arrived fashionably late at City Hall Plaza, overflowing with fans dressed in Patriot red, white, and blue. Fans who had waited since daybreak.
Today, we are all world champions.
And leave it to Ty Law to ensure that this championship would be celebrated in dance.
Hey, Mr. Kraft, can I get an ownership? I own the team. I pay all y'all fools money. Can I get a little dance?
That's crafting a legacy.
Well, joining me now is Patriot tight end Rob Gronkowski. And first of all, looking at you, how do you feel? How do you feel right now?
Feeling pretty good. Just got out from practice. Nice day out there. The weather's nice. Got a little sweaty out there. Not really used to the warm temperature. So we'll take this day any day in November, but feeling pretty good.
I have to go back to that one-handed catch you made against Denver. I call that the catch. Tom Brady says the greatest catch he's ever seen. How does that make you feel, first of all, for your quarterback to say that?
It feels pretty good that he has a lot of confidence in me. Feels good to go out there and builds my confidence up that I can go out there, and he trusts me to go out there and make some plays for him and the team. So it just happened naturally. It's just a reaction to the ball. Whenever you see the ball in the air, you want to go up and make a play, and I just happened to be running that the opposite way of the ball, so I had to stick my hand out and just happened to have a nice grab. So it is what it is, and I just got to keep working hard and keep staying to the fundamentals and get better every week.
They blanketed you on that play. Were you surprised that Brady even threw it to you?
I thought I was going to get the ball a little bit early on that play, actually, but the linebacker dropped, so Brady kind of hesitated, and then I think he was getting pressure, so he just threw it up there, hoping that it was either going to get caught or just incomplete, and it just happened to be where I could make a good play on it. So,
do you practice that? Do you practice catching one-handed?
Nah, not really. You want to always stick to fundamentals, catching two hands, tucking the ball, using your hands to catch the ball, but, I mean, when it's balls thrown like that, I mean, if it's in practice, obviously you're going to be going for one hand sometimes, but you're not sitting there in practice just going like one hand catches the whole time. It just comes naturally. It just comes with the reaction. So just got to stay to the fundamentals. And when plays happen like that, they just happen just for a reaction to the ball.
When people try to tackle you, they can't bring you down high. They got to hit you low. Does that worry you at all? And for a guy like Ward to hit you low again?
I just got to be aware of it. I mean, I'm aware of it a lot more. I got to get my feet up in the air, get my knees in the air whenever I catch the ball and just see the surroundings around me when I'm making the catch. So other than that, got to get my shoulders low, run over some guys and stuff, and break some tackles.
Your spike after you score a touchdown, it's become your signature moment after you score. Do you get creative when you do that? I mean, what do you think about when you spike the ball? And is it nice knowing that kids follow you with that spike?
It's cool that you see kids growing up doing it too, having a good time with it. So that's definitely like an honor. It's cool to see that. It keeps you humble a little bit. But do I practice it? I mean, no. I mean, the spike's just natural spike. But you got to get a little creative with like a little dance move or a little high step before you spike. You just can't catch it and spike it. You got to do a little creativity before. So.
And you got a little rhythm to you,
yeah,
which is what
rhythm.
You do.
Yep, definitely.
Good luck against Indy.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, my friend.
Thank you.
Rob Gronkowski, our guest. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Congratulations to Coach Pat Kingman of Middleboro High School. He's the recipient of this week's Coach of the Week Award. As Middleboro capped off a 9-0 record with a win over Dennis Yarmouth. Presenting the award is Patriots Hall of Fame linebacker Andre Tippett. The Patriots Charitable Foundation will donate $1,000 to the Middleboro High School football program in the name of Coach Kingman.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christian Fourier. Welcome to this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate. All right, second half of the season is on its way. So, who of the Patriots players will be the most impactful player in the second half?
With the attention that defenses are going to pay to Gronk and Edelman, a guy like Tim Wright has a lot of opportunity to step up. And when those opportunities come, he's going to need to deliver.
Brandon Browner's actually only played 3 games so far in his Patriots career. But I think the hype of Brandon Browner is better than the performance. He's been good. He's been physical. He's had a lot of penalties, but he gets lumped in with Darrelle Revis as a big part of the new Patriots secondary. Revis has been great. Browner needs to be better over the second half.
All right, those are both two good choices, but I'm going to pick Jonas Gray, running back. I think yards are going to be hard to come by. Four-minute offense is going to be imperative for this team to move forward into the playoffs. December, it's cold. You got to run the football. Jonas Gray is my guy. All right, that's this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate.
For the most compelling Patriots talk in season, listen to Patriots Football Weekly in Progress every Tuesday through Thursday from noon to 2 p.m.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. The head coach rejoins me now, and we talk about the Colts. All right, here you go. You're off the bye. First road game in a while. Seems like we haven't been on a road in a while. Finally get past Peyton Manning. At least you got a young guy that you could face and a quarterback that's maybe not that good, huh? And this Luck kid. He's pretty darn good, isn't he?
He is, and he's very good with his feet. Hard guy to tackle. Big, strong guy in the pocket. Tough to bring down. So he really presents a challenge in terms of extending plays and plays that are designed to go off in a couple seconds sometimes can go 4, 5, 6 seconds after he scrambles out of the pocket or shrugs off a couple tacklers and things like that. So we're really going to have to do a good job of tackling, but also of plastering the receivers if the plays do get extended.
You look at even third manageable downs for, say, an offense, maybe 3rd and 6, 3rd and 5 for them. It's kind of where you're stuck in the middle there. Do you play zone? Do you play man? Because sometimes when you play zone, if he breaks containment, he could end up running a long way with those legs.
Right, absolutely. He's like the 6th receiver in those situations, so you have to cover the 5 eligible guys, but you also have to keep an eye on him running for 3, 4, 5, 6 yards, something like that, where it's not that far, and he can easily get that. So it really puts more pressure on the defense to take away that 6th option.
Yeah, watch some of their games this year. Even when it seemed like they were out of that game early in the game, he just hangs in that pocket. Same way against you guys in the playoffs last year, kind of carries over to this year where he just stays in there and he keeps shooting it. And he's never out of it.
Yeah, well, he's a very competitive player and a good player. And he does an excellent job of just trying to keep plays alive, sometimes he takes a play that looks like it's not going to amount to anything and turns it into a positive play just because of his athleticism or his patience to try to give the receivers an opportunity to uncover. And he certainly has a lot of good receivers and backs and tight ends as options. So if you give them enough time, one of them's going to get open.
2 weeks in a row, back-to-back explosive offenses that could put up points in a hurry, ton of yardage. How different are they? Is Denver more of, say, a downfield team and Indianapolis kind of maneuvers between the numbers?
Well,
based on talent?
Yeah, well, I'd say the Colts are definitely a down-the-field team. They have the most explosive plays in the league, and I think T.Y. Hilton already has 15, so a couple a game. But, they get them from everybody. They get them from the backs, the tight ends, the other receivers. So I think that's the thing that really is impressive about the Colts is how many explosive big plays they get and, the amount of time possession that they have. They have almost 35 minutes time possession, so that's not all passing. They do a good job running the ball, and they keep your offense off the field, and they get your defense tired. So all those things really play into the strength of their team. We're going to have to find a way to negate some of those.
Should be fun. Your team, your secondary, has done a nice job eliminating that big play over the top this year. So see what happens.
Right.
Time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from @BarbG. Some guy turns 42 this December, and I think he has the name of Adam Vinatieri. Are you surprised at the success rate? And I heard you talk about it earlier in the week and in your press conference that the guy just, you stand around all day, you wait for this guy to miss, you're going to be waiting all day. I think that's what you said. Are you surprised by his success?
Yeah, I know. It looks timeless. He really is kicking the ball well. He's got great technique. The ball flies straight. No wobble, no hook, no slice, just right down the middle between the goalposts. He's been very, very good this year, and as he's been in previous years, but he's really, really kicking the ball well this year. And sure doesn't look like he's going to be 42.
Yeah.
It's like he's maybe, 24, 25. So
I think he uses good hair dye.
he looks a lot like I remember when, when he was a rookie in 1996, my first year here. So
seems like the same guy.
Yeah, he's having a great year, and he's obviously a, great Hall of Fame kicker. There's not many you can put in his class. He's at the top.
Great answer right there. All right, if you want to ask the coach a question, you got to follow the team on Twitter, @Patriots, hashtag it with AskBB. What are we going to look at special teams-wise? Maybe a little bit of Reggie Wayne. He's a guy that's aging and it's doing pretty good for them.
Yeah, well, they've got a lot of explosive weapons on offense for the Colts, so we'll see some of Andrew Luck's weapons, guys, that he throws to.
All right, good stuff right there. Everybody hang tight. Bell Strader later in the show. But first, more of All Access back right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
Bill Belichick highlights an explosive Colts team on the Bell Strader.
They've got more big plays than any offensive team in the league.
But first, we continue our conversation with Tom Brady.
Big C could play. I just remember two-minute drills in training camp. We couldn't even get down the field because every play he was screwing up the play in the back of our backfield.
You're watching Patriots All Access, and I love it.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots, and by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, presented by GEICO. Tom Brady was mic'd up for the Broncos game last week. Not a bad game to have him mic'd up for, huh? Baby. Let's go! Let's go!
This is beautiful.
What's wrong with this weather? I'll take this 8 home games a year right here. 60 minutes, fellas. Everything we got.
I know it's a big game now. When the big fella's here.
I'm always here, baby. I'm always here to watch you get out.
All right, we'll go get him.
The kickoff left to right, drilled by Gostkowski.
Chuck Norris, layup! Rocky, Wolfpack! We hit!
Tom in the pocket, pumps, throws to the end zone, sliding, catch, Edelman, touchdown, Patriots!
Hey, stop talking about, where it go, baby?
You're doing a good job of maneuvering around. And not taking any bad plays.
Fields the waist-high snap, and he drops the ball. The punt launched. A line drive. Sailing Jordan Edelman backs up to return from the 16. Jukes him at it. Runs to the right. Julian gets outside the 40. Edelman down the right side line 40. Holding the punt for the beat to the 10. To the 5. To the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
Hey! How about that?
Big time play, man.
Remember, no bad plays here, so if something happens with it, let's just take a timeout.
All right.
I think Amendola shifted over and we kind of saw it unfold. It was like, I don't know about this one. And Tom saw it the same way, and so he took the timeout. I thought it was not that the fans would know, but as a coach, I felt like it was a really great decision by Brady.
Good call. I like that.
I just thought about it. Did you go?
What?
Were you in the end zone after the punt return?
Yeah.
Go see my guy.
Play fake touche. Tom pumps. He throws down the middle for Gronkowski. Somehow makes the catch. Bringing it in with his left hand. And acrobatic play. Just shy of the goal line.
Are you kidding me?
What a catch!
New England is challenging the ruling on the field. The receiver caught the ball and was down by contact.
Whatever it is, that was amazing. That was an unbelievable catch.
Ridiculous catch in the chest of the grip.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. That was my best catch I've ever seen in my life.
Great job.
7-2, we needed
great
it.
Job. Yeah.
Good win.
Okay, babe.
Good day, babe.
Good luck to you.
This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi. Pepsi and the New England Patriots, a wicked good team.
Tom Brady joins me now. First of all, 17 guys that you played with, there's 22 of you all, came back last weekend to celebrate, hey, this is a group that won 3 Super Bowls together. I was in a room with you watching you move around, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, you're the only
current, you know, current guy of the 22 that's there. Did that go through your head at all, watching all these retired guys? And you know what, guys, I still got a game I got to play tomorrow.
That's exactly
at
what.
At some point, you're going to be one of them.
I know. Well, there was guys that I came in with that were in that room. There were guys that came in after me that were in that room. And, you know, they wanted to reminisce. And I'm thinking, man, I got to worry about my third down conversions tomorrow. So I couldn't hang out too long.
Right.
You know, I had to get back to work at some point. But it was great seeing those guys. You know, they really set the bar for what we are, you know, what this team has been. And those players that, you know, played in this system and played at such a high level. You know, I don't know if it'll ever be done again. Maybe. But it's, you know, those guys are all pretty special.
I did this with you with your backup quarterbacks last year, where I said a name and I wanted you to give me something on each guy.
Yeah.
I got six guys that were in that room with you. I'm going to say the name. Just give me something about each guy. Guy David Patton.
Chief, he had great speed. He had a great go route, great in cut, great post. Just one of the most positive people you could ever be with. And he made some big plays for us.
Richard Seymour, looks like he could still play, too.
Big C could play, man. He was just a force. I just remember two-minute drills in training camp. We couldn't even get down the field because every play he was screwing up the play in the back of our backfield. So he was just a dominant, dominant player.
Lonnie Paxton, I know you spent a lot of time with him outside this building.
Yeah.
You said Lonnie.
Yeah, Lonnie's just, you know, one of my boys.
Life of the party.
He is the life of the party. And we showed up together on the same flight from California on our first day here in Foxborough. So we got a great connection.
Steven Neal.
Steve was one of the most, one of the toughest guys I've ever played with. Athletic guard, could do everything. Screen, getting out in front of screens. There was nobody more athletic. He could run as well as any lineman I ever played with.
Ted Johnson.
TJ was just, I remember cracking that guy's helmet in half when we played the Dolphins. Ted loved contact, and he brought it every single week. Was really the physical force of that defense at that linebacker level. Allowed all those other guys to be space linebackers and make a bunch of plays.
There you go. There's your quarterback, Tom Brady. Now for Turf, brought to you by Gillette. It's 4A at Zoe. It's Colts week, meaning
yes.
Brady versus Luck. Now, even though Tom Brady in year 15, there's been a lot of talk early in the year, can't feel the pressure, people at his feet. What's gotten better is his pocket presence, the ability to keep plays alive. And he's talked about this with his pitching coach, Tom House.
Yeah.
You play baseball?
I was good when I was in Little League, but it doesn't matter now. This is the pros. This is the NFL. So let's talk about it right now. I'll be the center. I'll be the guard. Just imagine I'm one of those three big chubby guys in the middle, right? This is what happened in the beginning of the season. Guys are blocking back, going right up into him. Brady seeing goes,
so he's ducking under pressure, kind of falling away, throwing it. Now, what's changed since things have gotten solid? I'm talking Stork, Wendell, and Conley. Their ability to solidify that middle. So Brady's in the pocket, keeping the eyes upfield, still feels the pressure, but they push it past him. He still moves up. And Tom's talked about being compact. Now, you look at early in the year. What's happened early in the year? Pressure falling away.
Yeah.
Christian, you know this. I'm throwing
almost
the ball.
Back foot. You know,
can't get
different
any velocity
though this year,
on.
Right? Now, yeah. He's feeling the pressure at the same time. He's sliding to his right, always moving up. Sliding. Now he's setting his feet, and he's not missing the layups.
And he's coming forward when he's throwing it, squaring his shoulders, which means you get velocity on the throw. Now,
and
the
accuracy.
Other guy. Talking about the other guy, Andrew Luck.
Yeah, how are we going to stop him?
Things can get problematic. Third and five, third and six, play a ton of man. If he picks up first downs with his legs, what would you do to counter it?
You got to spy him. Somebody on the defense is going to have to watch Andrew Luck the entire time. Let's say I'm the spy. So I'm going to be Jamie Collins. Had a great game last year against the Colts covering those tight ends. But here comes Luck, right? As soon as he starts moving, he ain't getting away from me. I'm coming after him. Come here, you little silly guy. You grab
ball
him.
On the ground. Ball on the ground.
Yeah, ball on the ground. And you're done.
It's Colts week. You know what I mean?
Patriots are looking to extend their five-game winning streak when they face the Colts on the road in prime time. I'm Jackie Britton, and here's what people are talking about as the Pats start the second half of the season. Andrew Luck is one of the hottest quarterbacks in the NFL right now. In the last seven games, he's thrown for at least 300 yards, and he's especially good on third down. Now, when it comes to his weapons, just pick your poison. T.Y. Hilton has been off to a fast start. He's among the league's top three wide receivers. And no, he's not the biggest wide receiver, but he's certainly one of the biggest threats and could give the Patriots some trouble. Adam Vinatieri's history in New England has been well documented. And according to Coach Belichick, he's as good as he's ever been. He and Steven Gostkowski are the top two kickers in the league right now. So forget the quarterbacks. This game is all about the tale of two kickers. That will do it for the storylines this week. Now let's see what they're saying in Indy. It's time for our opponent news brought to you by Geico.
The opponent news is brought to you by Geico.
When the Patriots travel to Indianapolis this weekend, they'll be facing one of the hottest QBs in the league in Andrew Luck. Luck has had anything but that in his first two games against New England and knows his team will be in a fight on Sunday night.
I'm looking forward to a great challenge. We know Coach Belichick, Coach Dean is going to have a great scheme and a great game plan for you. We know it's going to be a challenge. No yards are ever easy versus the Patriots, but I think our guys are up for the challenge.
And now it's time to send things over to Scott Zolak, who's with Coach Belichick. It's time for the Belistrator.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Belistrator. Hey, it's Colts week. Coach, we got a lot to look at on offense. What are we going to take a look at here at midfield?
Well, we'll look at some of Luck's big receivers. And, of course, the number one guy is T.Y. Hilton. Here they are in a running set. They've got their three tight ends in the game. A little play action. And the safeties just obviously they get a little confused here on Allen going to the flag and Hilton to the post. But good throw, good catch, big play. Luck hits him down the middle. He hits him outside. He hits him all over. They've got more big plays than any offensive team in the league.
Does that three tight end set draw the safeties in more? And maybe that's why they get a chance.
Yeah,
to
you certainly have to be ready for your run force all the way around.
Okay.
Here's Allen in there at tight end. Of course, he missed the year last year, but he's back now and comes in, does a nice job running on Williams, getting by the free safety here. Another good throw down the middle by Luck. This guy's a big target. He's really emerged along with Fleener, as an excellent target, big target for him in the red zone and out in the field and play action. So he's an excellent blocker, too, which really, helps their play action game.
And what do we have here?
Spread. This is Moncrief. He, got the start got to play in the Pittsburgh game when Wayne was out. Showed up with over 100 yards. Makes a big play here on the outside route for a touchdown. Once again, Luck putting the ball right on the money. Tight coverage, but not good enough.
3 years into it, is throwing for over 11,000 yards. Doesn't seem like he hesitates where he'll go with the ball. Doesn't matter who's in.
No, he's very good at moving the ball around. And here's another example of, the three tight end set, trying to, get the defense to think run. And of course,
get you singled
Reggie
out there.
Wayne. Yeah. And Wayne, what a great catch here. The ball's behind him. He does a great job adjusting to it. There's really no indication to the corner that ball is going to be on the back shoulder. And, Wayne just makes an easy spin around catch in the end zone. So, we saw the post, the over routes, the ball's down the sideline, the back shoulder. So, a lot to defend. We got to do a great job in the deep part of the field, and they really test you down there. They get it down there as much as anybody.
So, Jimmy had a sore arm this week practicing, getting ready for this.
That's right.
All right, good to be back on the road. There's your Belistrator Morville Access back right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments. Putnam, new ways of thinking for financial advisors, their clients, and institutions worldwide. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. And by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. Patriots All Access is brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Most of my drills I've got from Coach Belichick, so take it for what you want. It should be some pretty good drills.
Patriot safety Devin McCourty spent time at the Foxborough YMCA this week playing a little flag football.
I'm waiting.
I think it's key when we go talk to kids and just tell them having fun with each other. We love it because we grind together and then we go out there on Sundays. We have fun playing together and winning together.
It was all part of the WISE Integration Initiative Program, which gives individuals with special needs an opportunity to partake in activities.
Coming here and seeing how much they just love to play football, I think it's a good reminder just of why you started even playing football.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Thank you for coming today.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussion in our Bob's Discount Furniture Studios with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. And did the bye come at a good time? That's my first question to you guys.
It did for me. I needed it.
Of course it did for all of us, right?
I think any time, I understand both sides because the Patriots were really playing well, five in a row, and really the offense was rolling. But I think any time it comes, you know, 8, 9, 10 games into the season, roughly in the middle of the season, I always think that's the perfect time for the bye, and I think the Patriots got it at a really good time.
Yeah, I don't really believe that one game sort of leads into the next. You look around the league, Steve, and you see one team could spring an upset, and then the next week, you know, they lose. I'll use the Steelers as an example. Mm-hmm. We thought they were going to go into New York and lose to the Jets last week. They had been hot, you know, the two games before then. So bye comes at a good time, good chance for guys to get healthy.
So you're saying you don't believe in momentum?
Well, I believe in momentum in the sense of, you know, a team gets some confidence. But
right.
I don't think that one week, Steve, you know, you play a good game, that means you're going to go out and play a good game the next week.
The chief area of concern when this football season started was the offensive line. Would you say they have cleared that area up?
Well, they've certainly gotten better. And I think Dan Conley sort of moving from center to left guard, I think, has changed things. And Ryan Wendell going in to the right guard. Give Brian Stork a lot of credit for being in the middle. But I think those two veterans on either side of him have really helped him. Interesting talking to Googe, I don't even try to do the name. You know, last week when he was talking to Mike, and I know you wrote about this, just the presence of those two veterans around Brian Stork, I think, has helped solidify the whole unit. And don't discount the fact that the two tackles have played much better.
And I'll just build off what Paul said on the tackles. You know, I think interior-wise, we saw the struggles they had at the start of the year. But Nate Solder at left tackle and Sebastian Vollmer at right tackle were supposed to be the least of the team's worries. But at the start of the year, think about Cameron Wake of Miami, you know, blowing past them and getting to the quarterback. Think about Tamba Ali in Kansas City blowing past Nate Solder. Those guys have played much better. And I will say this, too. Tom Brady gets rid of that ball pretty quickly. He also makes them look better.
Now they have to go on the road. Beating a quality team on the road. When was the last time the Patriots did that?
Yeah, it's been a little while. I mean, and they've had some, you know, I thought they had a win last year late in the year at Baltimore that was a quality win. Now, it wasn't a playoff team. They were an 8-8 sort of middling team. But I thought in the spot that they went in to Baltimore last year, that was a good win. But really, you do have to go back a few years since they've beaten someone who was actually in the playoff picture on the road. And I think this will be another challenge for them.
The way I look at this game is that if you don't get, you know, home field advantage in the playoffs, you're going to have to go on the road, and this is going to be a playoff-type atmosphere on the road. These are the type of atmospheres you're going to have to win in if you don't get the bye. And the other part about this game, Steve, can Luck break through against the Patriots? That sort of intrigues me.
Well, that's where we are going next with Andrew Luck and the Indianapolis Colts altogether. Luck, obviously one of the, you know, best quarterbacks in the league right now. What's not to love?
No, I love him. And Mike is right. He does turn the football over a little bit, and I think that that will eventually sort of settle down. But I think he has 9 interceptions on the season. So that's probably a little bit more than you'd like, but he makes so many plays.
Right.
And I like guys that aren't afraid to stick the ball in tight spots and find a way to get the ball downfield, and he'll do that. He needs to become a little bit more judicious with his decisions and, you know, time and a place. You know, you can throw an early pick. It's not going to kill you. Maybe later in the game it might have more repercussions for you, but I agree with Mike. I think this is a very interesting situation. Once Luck beats a team like New England, he hasn't really had that signature win. Mm-hmm. You know, they were close at Denver. They had a chance to tie that game week one, way back when, and they fell short. You know, they had a goal line stand in that game that, you know, once I think he gets and knocks down that door, I think Andrew Luck is going to be a very difficult opponent for anybody in this league.
So you're the Patriots defense, and this is the perspective you have. It's 3rd and 7. You have great coverage down the field with Revis, Browner, McCourty. Everyone's covered,
right,
and Luck takes off, and he gets the first down. Those plays can be backbreakers for a defense. So at the linebacker level, you're Jamie Collins, you're Dante Hightower. Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, Jonathan Casillas is part of this, the new, you know, guy they brought in from the Buccaneers. I think making sure you account for Luck as a rusher when the play sort of breaks down, that's going to be important.
And, Steve, that affects your coverage because you can't just play all man-to-man all the time, because if you're just having guys in man and then he can take off, all he has to do is beat a guy that might be responsible for him, one of those linebackers that Mike talked about. You got to play some zones, too, to make sure you don't let him kill you.
And he's a scary team. There's no question about it. Prediction time.
You know what? I'm going to go with the same prediction I made for the Denver game. I like the Patriots in a high-scoring game, and this time I think Indianapolis is going to hold up its end of the bargain. Denver didn't, but I think the Patriots are going to come away with a 38-34, same score, 38-34 win.
I like a lot of points, too. I'll go Patriots 34, Colts 31, couple field goals mixed in there. I like to mention both Steven Gostkowski and Adam Vinatieri, two great kickers. Gostkowski coming up on Vinatieri's all-time franchise record for points, sort of a good week to highlight that.
Yeah, so they missed one combined. They could be better.
Great job, guys. All right, thank you very much. That will do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everyone. See you later.